You are now tuned in to the realest podcast.
MW, we back up yes, in this thing. You can't roll with us if your last name don't got no loyalty. Podcast party popping, but you already knew. I've been rolling with these folks. This that Monday night crew. Millennials versus the world like. Millennials versus the world like you. Millennials versus the world like. Millennials versus the world like you. Millennials versus the world. Millennials versus the world like you. Millennials versus the world like. Millennials versus the world like you.
Segment of Last Name Loyalty. Y'all thought we've been missing. You know what I'm saying? We back in the game, man. Welcome back to another segment of Last Name Loyalty. B-Dot. Honestly, hold on. Let me stop. Let me do the intro. I got my bro B-Dot.
B-Dot of merch got here, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I got my... Make sure y'all go check out the website.
For sure.
Merch. Hey. Go get it.
I got my bro DJ J Dub with me. What up, though?
What's happening? What's happening?
Hey, man, how would y'all feel? B-Dot was talking about filming this in his boxers. Would that be an awkward experience for the listeners? Did he not say it, though, Jay?
They wouldn't
he
know,
did.
Bro.
Huh? He did.
They wouldn't know. Only you would
the
know.
The caption was going to be...
Hey,
last name loyalty with a little surprise.
Hey,
last name loyalty with a special guest.
Yeah. We said that, yeah. Gary Coleman. Well, it is versus the midgets. But still, when
hey, he said a special guest.
Cut.
Hey, but nah, man, nah, man. Hey, it's been a minute. We're definitely leaving that in there. But it's been a minute, man. How everybody been making out, bro? It's been. When the last time we linked up?
It's been a while. 2024. We dropped the episode. This had to be.
How y'all been, bro?
It was a while.
I'm not gonna lie. How y'all been?
I've been good, bro. I've been good. I really have been, man.
All right. What you been up to, bro?
Just I've been chilling, man, you know.
We ain't gonna get on. Let me start chewing this gum. We're not gonna get on the.
Just traveling, you know, same as everything else, but you know, just living
what else
life.
You been on?
Enjoying life.
What else you been on?
Just been chilling, man.
All right. Touché, what up, Doc? What you been on, bro?
Eating that bro. Street boy, by the way.
No. No. You and that street boy. Hey, let me say this.
Chill, bro.
Hey, disclaimer.
Chill,
let me say this. It's going to be a little while for this first one back, man. We've been missing each other. People ain't
we
been
have,
saying
bro.
That.
I'm not gonna
We've
lie,
been
bro.
Missing each other. There was a lot of trash talk going on, though.
I have missed
y'all. Yeah,
you
for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure. But, Doc, what you been on, bro? How you been?
Man, good. Working on this merch. Yeah. Somebody told me to get my bag, and I've been in it.
For sure.
Been
he
in
has
it.
Been executing. Let for me sure. Hey, let me clarify. He has been on the money.
Hey, Jay, you know, I'm going to call you 3-peat today. You know I'm going to call you 3-peat?
Because he got three shades of blue on.
Well, I'm going to call you Papa Smurf. You know what? Yeah.
Blue. You're saying, I'll put it on there.
Yeah.
Hey, let me say this, though. Let me say this. I think the biggest difference is, so, hey, look, Rudo, let me say this, man.
That was a good one.
In all seriousness.
Yeah.
We really gonna get out this bag, man. What y'all gotta understand is like, I think one of the biggest points of us doing this is like showing y'all how we are
this
outside
is normal.
Of topics. Like, yes. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the biggest thing that I think the feedback has been is like, people want
to
see black dudes beat themselves.
About
No, I'm being serious.
Okay.
Like, they want to see black dudes beat themselves. And I'm going to be real, but there's no way for us to be ourselves and not joke on each other.
That's a fact.
That's just not going to happen.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Neither to say, though, like, in that situation, let's go.
Neither to say or neither
hold
to
on,
say.
We about to go here, Jay. Hold on, we about to go here.
Okay.
So, say this scenario. God. Say something happened. It was bro code stuff. Something happened, right?
Okay.
And then somebody puts it in the chat who did not do it. So, an action happened that nobody, like, everybody know what happened. And the person that did not do it, excuse me, the person that did it did not put it in the chat. Somebody else did.
Mm-hmm.
They lady find it. Who's at fault?
The lady who's the person who did
so,
it.
So scenario, this is not real. Dot, you did it.
All right.
Jay puts it in the chat.
Uh-huh.
Your lady finds it. Who's at fault?
Jay.
So you're not at fault for doing it?
I mean, yeah, but I ain't at fault for getting caught.
Let's unpack that.
Bro, what?
real quick.
What'd you say in the beginning? Real bro code stuff, right?
Touche.
Okay.
You said that.
Uh-huh.
He violated.
That's that. Hey, Jay, I ain't gonna lie. So, you didn't do it, but I'm saying, like, so.
No, we're talking scenario-wise.
Yeah, who did it? Whose fault is it?
I think it's a person fault that it, I'm not gonna blame. Well, I'm gonna blame her for going through your stuff.
Let's just start with that.
Be honest. Hey, we don't condone woman bashing here on Millennials vs. the World. Yeah, go ahead.
Except me. So yeah, I'm gonna blame her because why are you going through my stuff and my chats? That's first and foremost. Mm-hmm. The person that sent it to the chat, honestly,
you.
Okay, I'm the person that sent it to the chat in this moment. I was out of line, but still. Mm-hmm. I feel like that you kind of like it's kind of blurring those lines there when you're going through people's chat, because if you ever go through a female chat, I'm talking to my camera, fellas out there, if you ever really want to know who you are and who you are to this woman, don't look in that group chat. They be having some wild, they have you saved under like blow up mattress, hot damn, no wheels, you know what I'm saying, Pizza Hut.
You done went through a chat.
Yeah, I haven't went through a chat, but I have like a female friend and she showed me the chat. It was very, very reckless. Like Minuteman, shrimp meat. It was crazy. Like
I got a question. When you see that, I'm not being funny. I'm just asking questions.
Red Lobster.
So in that scenario, when you see a chick say certain things about other guys or her friends, uh-huh, do you exempt yourself from being that guy after you leave whatever y'all doing?
As if I'm the guy in the chat?
So like you with whoever, friend.
Okay.
You see a whole bunch of wild stuff in the chat.
Okay.
And then you see a whole bunch of wild stuff in the chat,
mm-hmm,
and then you're not with her for the next week. Do you exempt yourself from being the one that's in the chat?
Oh no, I don't.
Okay.
I don't because okay. I know that can happen.
You in there somewhere.
I just try to be. Yo, I know I'm in there. I just try to be on the good version of being in there.
I'm going to tell you some game, though.
I know I'm in there for sure.
If you like that, you're not in the chat.
You in the chat. You might not be in the chat like he's describing, but you're in that chat.
You're in a chat. It may not be that chat, but you're in a chat. Everybody communicates.
I'm going to buckle
up. You're not about to sit here and go and deal with a female and... You know, you have a great time with her, whatever, and she's not explaining or saying anything to anybody. That's not realistic.
I'm gonna be real with you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
In my personal opinion,
mm-hmm,
if you are that guy,
mm-hmm,
you're not in the chat, bro. She protecting that. I'm telling you, I get.
No, you're not in the. I see what you're saying.
Okay,
you saying she not broadcasting how good it was?
Not at all.
No, but it ain't even gotta be sex. That's no, cap. Bro, you in that chat.
That's cap.
I think you. I think she's texting the best friend.
She might not be telling how good it was.
It's a fact.
But you in that chat.
Hey, so remove sex for a second. Mm-hmm. You vibing with her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like I'm gonna use my wife before she was my wife, right?
Okay.
She might text a friend. I ain't in the chat.
But you ain't in the chat.
But texting a friend though, right?
How many people you in chats with that you don't rock with for real? No funny. Like,
none.
Be real.
None.
That's not true, man.
I'm not. So,
y'all not in no chat that you cool with. Say if it's five people, you cool with two or three, and one may be like, oh, I know them. We're cool, and I know how I know them, but we're not.
No, I'm not in the chat like that.
Oh, I am.
Personally,
I'm not. I got basketball chats, but boom, like.
So you in one.
But like, I don't count that in what we're talking about right here.
Okay.
So in that basketball chat, does anything come up
other than basketball?
Yes.
No.
Okay. All right. Touche.
That's okay.
Hey, so follow up question. Mm-hmm. If you all like her, because if I'm not mistaken, bro, we weren't in chat yet when we met our ladies. Okay. So, but if I'm not mistaken, like, so if you like her, mm-hmm, does she make the chat?
If you like her. Does she make the chat?
Do you put her in the chat? As far as
men communicating?
Yeah, like, is you and your bros, you putting her in the chat?
No, I don't think we're putting her in the chat. What about you?
I'm not putting no pictures, no nothing.
No, not. It's not going to be in the way that we talking about right here. It's not going to be in the way in which you getting shrimp meat. It's not going to be in that way. But if we got a chat, and we know you just start talking to this girl,
right,
we might ask, hey,
for sure,
how such and such going with such and such,
for sure,
she's in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
I just think, I don't know, I think the women chat is a little bit more reckless.
Nah, they like you because they know. I don't
whether they like you or not. I'm telling you, you're in a chat
some form of fashion.
whether they like you, I agree with you to a certain extent, they're going to disclose certain information mm-hmm. about you. It may not be very discreet. Mm-hmm. But she's if a woman is sitting here and you done had, let's take six out of it. Let's say y'all went on an amazing date. Y'all vibed out very well. She's like mind blown with your conversation, personality. She's letting somebody know that. You're in the chat based off like, because they're going to say the same thing. How was the date? Girl, let me tell you. Or, girl, let me. It's going to be the same thing, but it's going to be different ways.
You don't think
it's
ever like you could. Ladies, comment in the chat if we in the chat.
That's a fact.
That's good stuff. I like that.
I like that.
I like that.
You're definitely in the chat.
So
you in the chat. They're going to label you comment, nigga.
No, you're in the chat.
Red Lobster.
I got a question. What's
King like, Crab.
I got a question. Yo, so hold on. Jay, honestly, if you went in the chat and saw another man be called King Crab, I'm
over for you. This is a female chat.
It's over for
you. we're talking about Red Lobster. That was a bad analogy. That's not gonna lie. That was a terrible analogy. Maybe lobster roll. Maybe lobster roll to clear it up, guys. Maybe po' boy. Yes.
Stop. Stop. Stop, bro.
No, can I talk?
Hold on, Jay. If you went in a chat and saw King Crab,
damn, but that boy dirty. That boy got that dirty.
No. Like, seriously, like, what did you see attached to King Crab?
What I saw, I ain't gonna lie, when he said strip, fear struck. So when fear strikes, you just have to automatically just take some shit. So what I did was I assumed, I tried to visualize the biggest sea creature I could see at the moment. And I thought about a king group.
Hold on, time out. So Jay, serious question. All jokes aside.
Yeah.
If you like went in a chat.
I'll be devastated.
And you saw King Crab, like what was attached to that?
I mean, what I would think if I saw that, she thinking like, oh, he got that meat.
You saw it, because you said, King Crab.
That's what she saved me under, though. She saved me under King Crab.
So you looking at your old chat?
No, I'm in their chat.
And then they call somebody else King Crab.
No, she's calling me King Crab. He said, you're saved under Red Lobster. And so I defended myself and said, if I was in that moment and saved him, it would be King Crab.
Hey, not.
You know what I'm saying? Not baby flounder.
Not
popcorn shrimp. It wouldn't be those type of things.
Yeah, I got you. I'm done though. Go to the questions, B-Dot. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That was a good one.
Bro, this light is too hot to be laughing like that.
Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, these are real tears.
Hey, Doc, tell you to tell it red lines. They're like, King Crab. See that?
I'm trying to defend myself.
Are you traumatized? Mental health is really big right now. Like, do you need therapy after what you saw?
No. I'm not going through no. I guarantee you, I'm not going through no.
Hey, but I promise you, if you answer this question wrong, I know the truth. Do you still talk to her?
To
who? Whoever you saw King Crab in her chat.
I never seen no King Crab in no fucking chat, bro. Hey, he was asking me references. Yo, that's some nut ass freak bullshit. We gonna edit that out. But
the King Crab joke. Back to that.
Yeah, back to that.
What's the question, bro?
All right.
That was a good one.
Okay.
All right. Hey, my man said King Crab. Red Lobster, right, bro. Hey, honestly speaking, Red Lobster don't sell that, so you know he saw it.
Oh my god.
I've never seen it. Come on, man. That was a good one too, I'm not gonna lie.
Hey, Red Lobster really don't sell King Crab.
I don't eat Red Lobster, so I don't know.
We know where you saw it at. Go ahead.
Shut up.
Just know it ain't gonna be referenced to popcorn shrimp, I can tell you that.
All right. Let's get into it, bro.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Ain't 20 minutes.
I know.
Yeah, all right.
All right. So.
What did you say?
Topic.
I'll take that.
Okay, Diddy.
Can you recover from a friendship breakup 100% and have the same trust?
Breakup is aggressive.
Breakup is aggressive. Technically, it's a breakup.
I think so. I think me and you did it. I definitely did. I think me and you did it. I think we've all done it, where we left off, to be honest.
Yeah,
I think we've all done it. But me and you did that too.
Yeah, but I don't think we was never at like super odds where we
was at some heavy odds. But I'll let y'all discuss y'all situation.
Hold on. So are you talking about the graduation marriage thing?
Yes. We were at some heavy odds.
Was that us?
No, but it turned into us. But I would like for y'all to elaborate first because I think y'all situation was
okay.
It was a lot of misunderstanding.
Now, you want me to tell the story?
A lot of misunderstanding. From my perspective.
I got you. No. It was a lot of misunderstanding in real life. You want me to tell the story? You tell the story.
Go ahead.
A lot of misunderstanding. All
right. So, once upon a time, there was a business that was created, and it was three of us. You know what I'm saying?
Them boys was wild.
Touche. I mean, the truth is the truth.
Pun intended.
Yeah. Exactly. So there was a business created. And I'm just being super transparent in this moment. So like
for sure.
The business was created. I brought the idea to two of my bros, and we curated something that could have been really super dope. Prematurely jumped into it from the sense that we didn't really plan, we didn't really map it out. We more so just was like, yo, you good at this, I think I'm good at this, let's push each other, right? So we started it, things started progressing really quickly, faster than we was ready for. And I'm gonna be real, I'm gonna be training myself. Like, I didn't necessarily get caught into clout, but I think clout is the thing that was divisive amongst us because we wasn't ready for it. So then we broke up, we dispersed. That's a story for a whole nother day. We dispersed. I started Born to Win Apparel, which is now the production company, but I started Born to Win Apparel. And I came and done this text exchange is about to be wild. So I said that, I was like, so let me give you the context. So
he started Born to Win Apparel. I had Black Lion Customs.
Yes,
this is business. This is why we started.
In the business adventure, wow, he was the merch guy. I'm like the spokesperson, marketing guy. And the third person was like the sales guy. We disperse.
Okay. Right.
So did they work for you?
For which one?
In well.
No, it was 333.
Okay.
111. Context matters though, right? I wouldn't rather talk about nobody but who was there though. So I started Millennials versus the World around the same time WoW started.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even know that. That was the same time. Oh, yeah, okay. I didn't even know that.
Definitely parachute. So that dispersed, and what happened was my real feelings. I said this is not my real feelings was like, okay, that blew up. No, we not beefing right now, but I was reserved about going right back into something with something that just blew up. So I shot down a text. At first, we were trying to figure out what we were going to do next.
But it blew up. It didn't blow up with us.
No, it did not blow up with us.
But how did that blow up affect y'all relationship?
Because
obviously, like, the group had to dismantle. Like, y'all got done with the group, right? How did that affect? What was the...
No, Jay, we're not getting that. We're getting into breaking ups and if you can recover. We're not going down that bag. I'm going to give...
But you give your perspective and then he's going to give his.
No, but I want to give context of why we fell out, we can talk about how we rekindle.
Okay, gotcha.
So we didn't... When we blew up, me and Dot were not at odds. When we were trying to figure out, okay, how can we move forward and not be in the same situation? I hit Dot like, hey, bro, look, I'm starting this. He was really good at... Dot has always been better at merch than me. I know how to do it, but Dot is that guy in that. He pay attention to stuff I just don't pay attention to. He like designs. He pay attention to trends. He do all that. I'm not doing that. Y'all know me. I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying? The guy like, hey, give me something. Let's rock it. Dot, X, Y, and Z, right? Yeah. So when I came to him, I was like, hey, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and mind you, this was like maybe, 10 days? 2 weeks after everything?
After everything. Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't mind if, you know, I got this popping, like, you can come along to see how you feel. And when you get around the way and you start feeling better, you could do your own thing. And be like, hit me back, like, say you want me to work for you.
I'm going to let you finish.
No, go ahead. Start right there.
I feel like Kanye. I'm gonna let you finish. Like,
that's why I said it. I don't feel like there was anything wrong with what he said after we talked a year later.
Okay.
But I think the problem with it was, and I feel like the problem with going back and forth, period, is it was in a text message. Text messages can be misconstrued. I took what he said the wrong way.
That's true. That was good.
I took what he said the wrong way. Had it been on the phone, I don't think it ever would have happened the way that it did.
You feel like that tone or what would have helped you over the phone versus text message?
Right, because when you hear somebody talking, you can hear really what they saying. In a text message, I got to be like, all right, he ain't putting no exclamation point or a comma right here. Hold on, this, you being disrespectful, bro. Hold on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
sure.
It was, looking back, it was the text message. Then it was, what is this? Child, play me, bro. Hold on. So you want me, because wild didn't work, and it should have been set up differently. You trying to, nah.
Yeah. And so me being me, so at the time, I'm true transparency. At the time, I'm like, bro, so this is the thing that people don't understand. And y'all know this because y'all on the inside. Bro, if Wild would have never went through what it went through, bro.
Be stupid right
crazy.
Now.
Crazy.
Stupid right
so,
now.
So I'm saying that to say, I'm saying that to say.
Very true, very true.
I'm saying that to say, like, yo, hold on, pause, time out. Like, hold on, reel this back. Like, I'm not about to go through that again. Because the next time I got a dope idea, it's going to end the same way. You know what I'm saying? So me and Doc get into it. We had a bad falling out call. We got on the phone, exchanged words. Now, I will say this about the fallout. I think the fallout from my perspective was very like, you don't believe in me for real. You worried about, this is my perspective. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you don't believe in me for real. You worried about who look like what?
For context, is this via text message that you're thinking this? Or
I didn't share this. This was where my energy was coming from.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
This is not what I'm saying.
Right, but I'm saying your energy was coming from that. From what? The text message or like the conversation? And it made you feel that way.
I didn't say what Doc said to be.
No, I don't want you getting like too much. You get what I'm saying?
It don't matter now. Okay. We good now. Yeah. When you was like, I know your stuff gonna blow up anyway.
Nah, that was after the fact though. That was after the fact though.
Hey, yo, this is exclusive.
Never been heard before.
I never knew that, Doc.
Context.
Yeah.
Okay. We done got into it.
It was already, we was already both on 10.
Yeah, for sure.
We was already both on 10. And I'm like, bro, this man trying to play me like I don't do this. Like,
yeah.
I gotta work for you.
And you thought you were being hoed out here?
Yeah, bro. I'm like, bro. I ain't never came at him like I don't believe in him. I don't think he gonna be successful. I've always had his back
for sure.
And
that's a fact.
And now I gotta work for you.
I never. Let me give further context. But I said, so you want me to work for you? I mean, like, yeah, if you see it that way, but I don't look at it like.
Yo, what?
I did say that. Absolutely.
That is crazy.
Because in reality.
Hold on, time.
In reality.
He asked you that, you said what?
That's
what
I mean, if you viewing that. But I did say, I don't.
If you viewed them.
That's what he said. I didn't say that.
He said.
But to this day, though.
That's wild.
To this day, though. I didn't view it. I did not view it as. I hate y'all. But I didn't view it as B-Dot actually working for me. I viewed it as, I didn't want to, this was my whole problem with WoW. And this is to this day. I never wanted to get in something where I could be outvoted on my own idea. That was my whole thing. So if me and Doc would have went back to 50-50, there was no way for me to, like, it was my word versus his. Like it was my word versus his. That was my point in the moment.
Okay.
Growth, looking back at it, was like, it was just emotion. Because.
On both ends.
Oh yeah, for sure. Definitely. For sure. Definitely. So we fell out for like a year.
But it seemed like it was just a big misunderstanding.
It was.
As far as verbiage, as far as like you reading the text message, what you felt like as far as like, hey, we bros, like we're partners.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like it was, you know, from my perspective.
We talked a lot through text and WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We talked on the phone, but like we talked a lot through text and WhatsApp. And again, that's where I think everything happened.
For
because
sure.
I'm sure I said stuff to him that he took away.
For sure.
Like, who your March guy, bro?
That was after we got back cool, though.
Boy. Yeah, that's some wild
hey, but hey, but look, see, he going down that bad.
Yeah. No, this is great content. Hey, this is great, bro.
But I'll say this. So then we fall out for a year.
Okay.
Year or so. I can't remember the, like, the what do you remember what was the, like, bro, okay.
That's what I was about to say. What was the, like, the turning point for y'all? Like,
no, I'm talking about why did we knew when we would start? I ain't talking to this man.
Oh, y'all stopped talking completely?
I mean,
we went a little minute without anything. Like, we no still followed each other. We could see what but the other one was posting, like, but we
yeah. Oh no,
I know. I was trying to figure out like what was the determining factor for y'all to like recap. Yeah, baby, I misinterpreted these things.
You know,
like let's sit down. What
you
happened?
Know? I ain't said on the mic. We going there?
But I mean, it was when I got married. I think that was.
You remember that day? Oh,
hey, let me tell you, man.
Yeah, yeah, no. Okay, go ahead.
You go.
Talk about when we got invited.
Yes.
Okay.
So. My whole thing was,
Please.
I invited, so I had a limited, I was told anyway, I had a limited number to invite, right?
Now,
I
could only have. In context, this was doing.
Cool.
Right.
For context purposes. So that way. I only had 10 invites. Okay. Right? My wife's family, huge. My side, not so much, right?
Okay.
So. Unfortunately, being that we had all of this going on, definitely not a second thought, because regardless of what might be thought, that hurt me, right? That, y'all not being there.
Okay. That's what I'm about to say. I got you.
But because my wife's side is so big, I didn't have many spots left, right? So the big part about me and him was being that he's been there through a everything, right?
I met you through him, so I understand.
He knows that me and him, even through the turmoil, were closer than a lot of my family.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? So his side of it was like, bruh, I'm closer than all of them. Even through this, I should be there. Right? And
did you feel that way?
My invite was taken, again through text, was taken in a way that I didn't mean. It seemed like I guess, and I'm speaking for y'all.
Yeah.
My invite was like, I'm only doing this so that y'all don't say I didn't invite you.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna be all transparency.
I don't care that y'all ain't get invited. Y'all ain't have to.
No, I understand y'all relationship is different, but I'm speaking from my perspective. All transparency. I felt some type of way because I felt like the way that we found out was not the way that I think that somebody that's rocking with each other should have found out.
Facts.
Remember, we were in the mountains. Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all remember that. Mm-hmm. And it was like,
oh, yeah, I forgot.
It was like, oh, yeah, I'm getting married, by the way.
Get his ass, Jay.
And it was like,
I remember that.
Who was taking the trash to them, was all riding in the car.
Hey, you know what, Jay, that I do remember that. Because we was going to get food or something.
That made it worse. We was taking the trash and then we was going to get food.
Yeah. That made it worse.
And the way it happened, the way you presented it to me at the time, how I feel, it was just like, oh, yeah, I'm getting married.
Like, it was a small thing.
And I'm like, whoa. Like, I thought we were, you know, like, we were closer than this. And I felt like all of our bond was really strong at that time. And I understand that things were going on between, you know.
Me and him, it shouldn't have affected
me. And I
felt
like it was affecting everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I felt some type of way about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, bro, this is a very important. I'm like, this is a very important. What?
Whoa.
To understand where you were in that moment now, I kind of get it now, because you were in a unhealthy space based off of what was going on, but I felt like everybody was catching the raft, and I don't know if you realized that.
No, I didn't at the time, but I did after I said it, but based on y'all's reaction.
Okay. I was hurt because I'm like, the way you said it, you downplayed it so much, it pissed me off. I ain't gonna lie. Because you just like, oh yeah, I'm getting married. I'm like, bro, what?
Yeah.
And when?
I think that happened, context. The mountain thing happened before the invite thing.
It did.
Because he told us about. So
that's why I felt like the invite to me, and this, I felt like the invite was not genuine, because I felt like it was a, well, shit, I done told him I'm getting married. I got it. And I'm looking like, bro, we your day ones. Yeah. Like, yeah, I understand the circumstances, like, because of space, but okay, maybe not the wedding. Can we make it to the reception?
Yeah, we like beat our ass up.
You know, like, can we? But understanding context. Boy, I mean, now I get it.
Nothing I said, boy. They
so
they
so so, up. So to answer, to go back to the question. So all the things that said was true. So now this was my thing though. Yeah. Go ahead, bro. Oh, we got the producer on the mic.
Yeah,
boom, boom, boom. What up, though?
Batman is behind the camera. After hearing what you said, Dot, about the text messages kind of causing the tension or the friction between Keenan the first time, what would you want to send another text message?
I was still, I didn't realize that it was the text messages. During the whole thing, wasn't until after that I put it all together and I was like, you know, processing.
But you know, I'll be real, when you in those spaces, bro, calling somebody is real scary, low key. Like, you don't know which way it's gonna go.
Yeah,
like you. So for me personally, during that time, I'm like,
nah, bro, might be at work or something. Like, bro, might be getting off. Like, I don't usually. I ain't talking 2 weeks. I ain't gonna call right now. And then it. So when you
talk about that for a second, like dig into that back, because I know we were talking about Doc.
Yeah, for sure.
What were your thoughts during that situation? Like you said, having those thoughts of like, I want to call, bro. He may be at work. What was going through your mind?
So, I think the thing was for me personally, like going. We're going to answer the question. I promise. So this is a thing that's not good about me. Like, I'm not, if I don't understand something completely, like, let's go back. I'm gonna jump into the wedding thing for a second.
Okay.
Like, in my mind, I couldn't understand, like, yeah, you mad, yeah, we at odds, but a wedding is a once in a lifetime thing if you do it the right way. So like certain things get pushed to the wayside even though we disagreeing, because we never came out and said like, bro, we not speaking. We just knew it was off, so we wasn't talking. So I think the thing for me was, it's just like, bro, I'll come on, tell my wife, like, man, like, bro, be not trying to send a whole bunch of stuff in the chat today, bro, because in your mind you don't know, if I'm being real, like, you don't know what's the intent behind it. Am I genuinely sending this? If he's really trying to talk, instead, is he sending five things for me to respond and say like, yo, how you doing, you know what I'm saying? And
like
then
break the ice. And I
swear to God, that's how we got back cool. I'll never forget this day. I was sitting downstairs with my wife, and I was like, and we were talking, and we was talking about some effery that wasn't, it may not have been effery in the moment, but because of the circumstances it was. And it was like, and this is the difference between how friendships get back online, so don't miss this. I think we was talking to something, and me and Britt was rapping, and she was just like, you miss your friend? I like, hell yeah, I do. She was like, text him. And I sent this text like, yo, bro, I know we really been at odds, X, Y, and Z, but like, bro, I miss our friendship for real. And the nigga hit me back like, I have for a while. And
you was feeling the same thing,
bro. I'm that's probably crazy. Not as much as I was then, but like, I'm a stubborn dude, bro.
You may not know out there, but we know,
bro. I ain't gonna lie, brother was hurting, bro.
Yeah,
I was hurting.
I have another question. All right. So how do you know
Oh, that's Ooh, an easy. That is, yeah. That's a great. That's an easy question for me.
That's a great.
I think most friendships that are that want to still be a part of each other, you keep stabbing at it. Like, it's not like a defensive. Like, everything. Some things, like, you do something, it may go left, and you be like, bro, I wasn't even trying to do that. He's like, well, that's how I took it. Okay, some time go by, you stab another way, and they be like, yo, what you? So, like, I think the difference is, and all of us, and we didn't even get to get in, me and Jay's, but I think I think the whole thing is like, you don't stop, because again, it's like relationships with your lady. Like, the number one thing is like, dudes gotta want to be friends.
That's a fact.
If you don't want to be, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So like, for me, when we went through all that, I never thought, and this is another thing that I think helps us as a group, I never thought anything was malicious on purpose. Like, I felt a way about stuff, but I never thought they was trying to gut me out or trying to like do something that was like shicey for real. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, I ain't like that, but I don't think you saw that. Like, you know what? I'm about to. So it was easy to.
Knew them good enough to.
No, like.
To determine if it was malicious or not.
Yeah. But no, I don't think none of it was ever malicious in its intent. Mm-hmm. I may have felt like it was malicious, but I don't think they woke up like, you know what?
Today is your day.
Yeah, or I'm about to go off of him. Or they've been feeling the way for a super long time to the point it's crazy, man.
Today is your day.
Feeling bad to the point where they don't, where you, gotcha. You want to do nothing.
So no matter how minimal the effort is, if there is some level of effort.
No, I can't vouch for that. Yeah, I disagree with that. Go ahead, Jay. Disagree with that for sure. It's not about minimal effort. It's about
intentional effort.
Intentional.
Yeah.
Definitely being intentional because as a person, with all relationships, but definitely friendships, marriage, any type of relationship, both people have to be fighting. Mm-hmm. And I think that if you're dealing with somebody to where you're putting in, you don't have to be putting 100%.
For sure.
But at least if I'm reaching out to you, I'm saying, hey, you know what? I did this wrong. I'm taking accountability. And you're just, you know, either blowing me off or whatever the case may be. Then at that time, I'm realizing, okay, this is not worth saving.
That makes sense.
Because they don't see the value in this friendship.
For sure.
And or me too.
110%.
So if you don't, that's okay. But I think you have to understand that that's when you have to cut your losses and realize that, going back to what he was saying, when you know a person's true character, as we all know each other's character, you can decipher between what is malicious and what's not.
Yeah. 110%. And another thing that I say is, like, minimal effort doesn't equate. You about to say something, bro? Minimal effort doesn't equate to keep stabbing at it. If you're doing minimal effort, you're not going to keep stabbing.
I agree.
Like, if I see you doing minimal, it's like,
why you do?
Cause, bro, cause it's like, if you're doing minimal, right? It's like you only doing enough to where outside looking in, can't nobody say it was you.
Yeah, yeah, that's real.
Wow,
that's real. That's super real.
That is real.
Yeah, can't nobody say
real. Great point.
So like, that's like,
damn,
that's
that
like me and him at our odds, and I'm like texting in the chat. And then later on, we get to the point where we ain't really talking at all.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody try to point the finger at me, and I'm like, nah, bro, what you mean? I was talking to him the whole time.
Hey, bro,
yo, people
night,
do that. That is.
Hey, man, you remember that night on the time with the phone with Nardo?
I remember when it was all of us on the phone.
It was Jay up there, but Nardo
was daytime.
Like, huh?
I was at work.
Oh yeah,
I remember that
time when Nardo was like, when Nardo was talking about it, and B-Dot, hey, look, this junkie just knew he was right, and B-Dot said something, Nardo was like,
nah,
you can't do that.
I remember that.
Hey, look, this one, you know he about. Hey, this ain't no Dot about to shut down. Hey, if y'all don't know this, man, this ain't about to shut down. He be like, man.
Hey, I remember that, bro. I remember that. Dot was smoking.
Yeah.
That man was hot on that.
Bro, they called me three of them versus me.
I forgot that time. Dot was smoking.
I'm at work. Hot.
Yeah.
I'm pacing back and forth. I'm supposed to be working. I ain't doing nothing. I'm like, bro, they called the gang up on me.
Yeah.
Bro, what?
Hey, it was all right, bro. I said my side.
That was funny, bro. Hey,
I said my side, because it was all over the way. I'm going to tell you, bro. I never get this.
I'm not going to lie. It did seem like we was ganging up on
But
look at hindsight 2020 now.
Hey, but I'm going to tell you how the wedding joy happened.
It was bad.
Me and Donna saying stuff in the chat be whatever. At this day, me and Jay was just talking. Dot randomly saying something in the chat. And I like, hold on, man. I like, Jay, I got a phone, bro. I got time today. I hung up the phone with Jay. Hey, and I started firing back
exact
in the chat.
Words, like, blah, 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 blah. Verbatim.
But I was really,
I
my
said,
feelings
bro,
was just hurt.
Hey, I was like, nah, he was like, nah, Jay, I got time. I'm like, nah, this is not the time. Like,
that's exactly what he said. Click up.
Yeah. I was like, hey.
Because hey,
I'm hurt. Made up,
I was hurt, but you got to think about it, bro. I'm going to kick it to you, G. I ain't been to none of my friends' weddings. I haven't been to his. I haven't been to yours.
You know what? Dang,
I haven't
crazy.
Been to Nardo's. Like, bro, I only been to one wedding. I ain't been to yours. Like, bro, I ain't been to nobody. What you mean? No, I'm saying.
What was up with that?
I said, what you mean?
No, I'm just joking.
I switched this.
Yeah. But
Matt,
but, like, so at the time,
chill,
like,
chill,
cut,
bro, chill.
Edit,
cut.
You know Jay like making other people work.
No.
So he like want everybody else to edit. But to the point was, I would say this to kind of get back to the point. Like, after that text that we had exchanged, like, no, I had for a while,
mm-hmm.
bruh, we still used to get into it. Like, after that, bro, it was a long time. But, like,
there was a bunch of times where we quote-unquote tried to like start communicating again and just go left.
What do you?
Or
that's what do y'all? Right, think, it would go left. What do you think for you, Dot? Was the every time y'all started back communicating, what was the wall or the hurdle that you felt like you had to overcome?
We weren't ready to agree to disagree.
That's what I'm saying. What do you feel like that you, as a person, weren't ready to agree or disagree with his thought process? And then I'll ask, I'll give you the same question.
I mean, to this day, we like, don't agree. Like,
for y'all collaborate.
To this day, for sure. We,
I don't
we've
think you
agreed
should, to be in business, I don't think you need to agree with everything at all.
No, talking about in reality. No, like, for real, like, to this day, we don't agree on what happened, how it happened, like, anything about, well, there's a couple things we agree on. But.
That you was wrong.
The,
That be the stuff.
My fault.
Hey, case in point, that right there, that be the stuff.
It started with the Steve Harvey meme. Steve Harvey GIF.
What's your
yeah.
Who's huh? what
you I said do? GIF?
In the like what, the cornbread? Boy, I don't
remember this, but I didn't tell you.
Bruh, that was when I was like.
Steve Harvey,
I was like, does he want me to work for him? Like, it was a comment. I said, oh, he said something like, something about. This was work, right?
Uh-huh.
And I said, nah, you want to hire Black Line, right?
Okay. Oh, yeah,
and then
he
sent a Steve Harvey gif that was just like, basically like, bitch.
Oh, yeah, I did. Like, I did.
Thank you for the contact. Thank you for the contact.
Yeah.
You was being reckless,
yeah,
bro.
I was, bro.
Thank you for the contact.
Honestly, until he said it, I forgot I did that.
You said the Steve Harvey joint?
That's when I went over. That's when I feel like it really went left.
I feel you.
It really went left. Yeah, it went left.
Hey, you know what's crazy? Before you just said that, I forgot about that. I definitely did.
Ladies and gentlemen, guess who didn't bring it? So
that goes to show you.
Yes.
We still have disagreements about
it. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Right. But at the whole thing was we weren't ready to agree to disagree.
Oh yeah. Facts.
Once we were
and
we
now
were
that they're collabing,
arguing,
by the way, oh my God.
You said what?
I said now that y'all are collabing, by the way.
Because you gotta think about it.
Oh my God.
We know now, though.
The everything right. is
But
man,
Jay
what?
Said it like he's not. I hate when Jay talk like he's not. You know what I'm saying? Like you said something now that y'all.
Like, I mean, as far as like
business, we spelled W E.
Okay, we'll transition, guys. So let's get in our situation.
But I will end this with that. Like I think the biggest thing is that he said not being ready. You do hit a point. You like okay, bro. Like honestly, I need to understand where you're coming from so I don't do it again. But I'm not going to agree with you. That's where I got. Like, I need to know how he felt to not say no stuff or disrespect like that again. And let's get up off that.
So let me ask you a question. Because I asked Don a question. Mm-hmm. When you sent the original text message, right?
Which one?
Before the Steve Harvey gif? No, I'm being dead serious right now. Because I really want to know. I never asked these questions, so I feel like it's a great segue to segment to ask these questions. So when you sent whatever text message it was, right?
For sure.
As far as the working with each other, or you, or he felt like he was working for you, quote unquote, right? When he responded, did you feel like that? In all honesty, being real, did you feel like you were asking him to work for you, or do you feel like you were asking him for a collaboration?
I feel like
based off you already having a platform.
Both. If I'm being real, both.
Right.
My hope, but. The working for me came out because I was fearful of partnering again because we just got out of WOW. So it wasn't like I was trying to say like, hey, like work for me because you beneath me. Nah, I just was fearful of like, bro.
Being in that situation again.
We used to argue about stuff that I'm like, bro, this don't make sense. And I don't want to argue about this.
Mm.
But we were third partners, so we had to argue about it. So my fear for the working thing, yes, I said that, but it wasn't coming from like, oh, bro, you're not as good as me. Work for me. It was coming from like, man, I just don't want to. We go 50-50. I got to take your word just as much as mine. And I said this to him. I don't want nobody else in control of my destiny no more. Did I not say that?
Right. And at the time, I didn't understand that because I'm like, bro, we ain't had no problems.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, when it was wild,
I would be thinking like, I feel like you're taking this out on me
because of
based
what happened,
off of what happened
here.
Yeah, it's how I would be thinking.
And that's why.
So
that
I get what you're saying.
A lot of the reason I felt the way in the beginning.
Yeah.
Right. And then when it started to escalate, and I'm like, bro, why are you treating me like this, bro? Like you acting funny, bro.
You acting as if I was the cause of basically you were reaping the catching a wrath from what happened previously.
Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm sure I played a part in Wild as well. You know, mm-hmm. I don't think it was.
It was more so. I didn't give Dot the grace of. I didn't give Dot the grace of, and I can say this transparently as a man. Mm-hmm. I didn't give Dot the grace of jumping out there for me. Dot jumped out there to learn merch for me, but I didn't give him the grace of learning. Mm. I treated him like he should be where I'm at. But in reality, I came to him with the idea, and because he believed in me, he was like, let's ride. But I didn't give him the grace of learning. Because he said, let's ride, I was like, hey, man, this ain't what riding look like.
Gotcha.
But in reality, he was learning. Like, we threw stuff with him. Hey, bro, buy a press machine. Hey, bro, learn how to do this, learn how to do that. So once we said it, he said, okay.
Which, for context, you had never done that before.
Nah. Right?
Nah. So that's a big move.
And this is the thing that I would say, a real genuine thing that I think came out of WoW. We got to a spot where we was like, we would go to stores, get our stuff pressed, and we would just be like, hey, bro, like.
We could do this ourselves, bro.
Yeah. And I was like, Dot, how you feel? And I got to say this. Just being real. Like, and B was a part of pushing the narrative of like, nah, let's do it ourselves.
Mm-hmm. He was.
So it was like, he was like, hey, man, let's buy the machine. Let's buy the clothes. Let's buy the stuff. And when it got thrown on him, the idea of the clothing brand and stuff was in my head so long, I treated them as if it was in their head. But in reality, I dropped something on them that they had to grow into. Okay. But I ain't treat them like that.
That was good.
So when he did it, it was like, I was like, man, what is you doing? But now, that's why we don't really argue now. Because it's like, he knows it now. He know how to move around and da-da-da. So like, but at the time, I didn't do that. So that played into the fallout.
I think definitely for Dot and y'all having that transition. I don't know if y'all know Dot. He may have been pushing that role, but when I tell y'all, he was meant for it.
Yeah, he was.
The man with attention to detail. This is my guy right here.
Yeah.
He will see. I'll never forget. He had they did a wild photo shoot. This is on everything. They did a wild photo shoot. And he had a shirt on. Remember that shirt you made me? Mm-hmm. He made me for my birthday. It was a it said black line on it, but it was like red and green, like a Gucci.
And it had Gucci on the back.
Yeah, what?
It had Moby.
Catch myself. You're a wild boy.
Hey, birthday. I was like,
he said, everybody was like, Moby.
Yeah, I was like, Moby,
yo, so, back into me giving my flowers.
Hey, if you look on anything at Inferno, Jay had one Thursday. It said DJ Moby.
White hoodie and sweatpants.
He had a black hoodie with the two white eyes like.
Everything I was about to say good about Dot, we're gonna edit that.
Okay. I didn't do it.
I'm sorry.
You did it.
You laughed. No, but seriously, he pays attention to detail. Like, all jokes aside, like,
yeah,
he was definitely meant for that.
How many details?
But we're gonna transition
to wait. Into, but the
that was a good one. I'm not gonna lie, you got me hot. I'm pissed.
Seriously though, seriously. The intentionality behind, I ain't gonna lie, it was him that got us back together. When he was like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm sitting here like, bro, what? But invited me to the mountains. When we all went to the mountains.
Oh yeah.
And you told us late, yeah.
And I'm sitting. That's when I was like,
Jay out for next.
Right.
Smoke. Yeah, smoke.
I'm sitting here like, bro, we ain't talking damn near a year, bro. You gonna invite me to the mountains?
Intentional stab.
I really didn't know what to think.
I ain't gonna lie, I didn't know how to like play that too because of like I knew y'all dynamic. Right.
But you gotta think about it. I'm gonna say something that ain't nobody gonna think, man. So I hope we don't skip over. But I say another thing. There was another dynamic at play. Like, I had a co-host at the time that I didn't want to think that was, like, a replacement for me and my bro. Because me and my co-host at the time got really cool. We was really close. But it wasn't, like, a replace and rebound type thing. So I had to play the fence of, like, I wanted my co-host. I'm like, nah, we cool in real life. And I wanted my bro to know, like, I ain't trying to replace nobody. That's just not me.
How did you take that, though? Because I felt like, the co-host, and I felt like because you were trying to go in business with each other and like collab together, and then when he found somebody else
in that window I'm not talking.
Oh, okay.
That was in that window, I'm not talking.
Like, if he felt some type of way about that. You get what I'm saying? Like,
I didn't feel a way about the co-host or anything or nothing like that. Cause like, again, just like he felt about the wedding, me, us being closer than this argument. I felt the same way. I'm like,
what?
You know what I'm saying? But there was an episode that I was just like, they talking about me, bro?
Yeah, definitely was.
And that's when I was like, that's why I was like, to the mountains, because I'm like, he's going to be there. I know they had a conversation after hearing the episode.
They were there.
In the mountains?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't recall, though.
But
because they were on static for real.
But like,
no, I know y'all, I'm talking about the co-hosts and them. They were there. I didn't remember, that's why.
But the mountains is where we, I'm going to say, buried the hatchet.
Yeah.
And it was a slow process to recovery after that. It was a lot of conversations after that. But they were intentional. And it was, that was, I feel like we were actually ready to hear the other side, be able to hear the other side and not like it and move on from it. Right? But the key thing to that was both of us wanted to get back to where we were. So it was very, very, very intentional.
For sure.
Okay. Right?
And oh, go ahead.
That's what I think, to answer this question,
yeah,
is the key to being able to fall out. Because I ain't going to lie, this was a big fallout.
Yeah.
Like, that I don't know if we portrayed that in this or not, in this conversation, but like, It was big.
Static.
Like,
was
people static. Don't, some people don't recover from the shit that we said to each other. Like,
Steve Harvey memes.
Like, yeah, like, it was bad.
And I say this to salute, you know,
I'm not gonna lie, it was bad though. Like, that's the worst I think I've ever seen y'all. And coming from like me, Nardo B standpoint, like, it was bad watching that shit, because I was just like, bro,
did nobody expect
y'all? I'm gonna be honest with you. How I looked at it was like,
wild.
No, I'm being for real. How I looked at it was like, y'all have known each other longer than anybody.
No, I know Nardo
longer. Oh, you know Nardo longer than
Nardo? You always say that, man.
I be forgetting that.
Yeah.
But shout out to Nardo. We love you, boy.
Yeah, for sure.
But what I'm saying is, like, we had a bad falling out. But seeing y'all, I was thinking like,
but Jay knew what it was when we fell out, though.
No, motherfucker, you knew what it was. Yeah, we can get into that.
I can't wait to get into that.
Yeah, we can get into that.
But we hitting time, though. I will say this. Because we hitting time and we got to close this episode out, I will say this. When me and him got into it, which salute to y'all, the other friends was never picking sides. They was like, bro, y'all need to get that together. Y'all doing too much, facts, man.
Yeah,
like,
I used to talk on the phone with him and be like, you ain't talk to Doc. Hell no, nah, man. Like,
yeah.
Bro, what?
You can tell me what he really said. Hell no, nah, that nigga, right? Pick a side. Down in them comments. Pick a side.
Pick a side.
Are you team Dot? Or are you team Sneak?
We out.
Pick a side.
We out.